is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you experiencing grief? Grief is a universal, normal, and natural response to loss, but there can be harmful ways to deal with it. This is 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. People may tell us to move on and get over our loss, but what if we don't know how to do that? On our program, we'll help you get started and teach you how to process your grief in a healthy and safe way. Now, here is your host, Melody Dawn.
Hello, and welcome to 50 Shades of Grief. I'm your host, Melody Dawn. Today is the first of 13 episodes in a series designed to provide a safe space to talk and learn about grief. By talking about grief and sharing personal stories of grief recovery, I believe we can normalize and naturalize the response to loss of any kind. It isn't to say that you won't feel sadness, but what will change is the painful grip that grief presently has on your heart. Tears still come to my eyes when I remember and speak of my dad. I miss my dad, and that's okay. I allow each tear that falls give voice to the love and appreciation that I have in my heart for who he was and what he was for our family. Life isn't about avoiding, suppressing, or numbing pain. It's about embracing each painful experience as a normal and natural occurrence, just as a tree loses its leaves to make way for new life. So too must we learn to let go and move on. I'm looking out my window right now, and in Calgary we have a saying, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it will change. I've watched all four seasons today. I got up this morning and it was sunny, there was new life budding on the trees, and as the day progressed, the clouds rolled in, the sky got dark, and now we are in grief. We have winter conditions and it's snowing again. So I find it quite fascinating that we've moved through all the seasons of life right before the show. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I know that time is a limited resource and it's valuable and a scarce commodity these days. We are all very busy and in part we do that to avoid our pain. You'll learn about that a little bit later. But I promise you that the time we spend together will bring value and your time will be well spent. 50 Shades of Grief is a show about grief recovery and so much more. 50 Shades of Grief will transform the way you think and feel about grief. It will shift the way you process your emotions, and it will cause you to open your heart to love again. That's a pretty big promise, and it's a promise I know is possible if you're willing to listen with an open heart and an open mind. This is a place for you to learn to let go and move on, to heal your broken heart, and to begin to live a life filled with joy. Before we get started, I want to thank a number of people, because without them, I wouldn't be here today. There are many teachers that come and go in our lives, and I have had many. It took me a while to recognize some of them. They were there on the side, but I wasn't hearing what was being said. And that's the case for many of us, and even you. You may be listening tonight, and you may hear some of what I say. Some of it might not stick. But you can go back to the recordings and you can listen again. And over time, you'll begin to hear the message that grief recovery is possible. So some of the teachers that I've had, I know, wouldn't want to be mentioned. But I know that they're listening and I know that they're there supporting me. So I'll say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Some teachers have been with me for a long time and some have had to go away because I've had to grow. That's part of the grief and the loss that we experience. We don't realize that the people in our lives, when they leave us, they actually cause us to grow. It's a painful message to hear and it's a hard one to accept, but I know it to be true. One of the other great teachers for all of us is life. I've had a pretty good life, but I've had loss and grief, and I recognize that both cause us to stretch and grow. It's kind of like an elastic band. Once you stretch that band, you don't quite go back to the same shape or size. So grief is in our life, and pain is in our life to stretch us, to cause us to grow. Again, not a message some of you want to hear right now because your pain is too deep. The other great teachers in my life, my daughters. They challenge me, they push my emotional hot buttons, and they know when they do it, but they don't do it as often as they used to. Mom doesn't get mad like she used to. They like to tease me about all the vacations that we took, and they always say, "Remember when we went on vacation and Mom got mad?" Well, part of that was because they were young and challenging and a lot of fun. But they would, they were kids, and they would push the buttons. But now that I've moved through the grief recovery and I've healed some of those emotional hot buttons, they don't get to push them as often. But I do recognize the value that they bring as teachers. And all of us, if we look to children, can learn a lot. I believe that we're in relationship with people to learn about ourselves. It's those people that bring up our emotional junk and trigger us that are showing us where we need to heal. I also want to thank the people from Voice America. Obviously, without them, there wouldn't be a show. There wouldn't be a platform for me to bring my message to you. All of them have brought their skills and their talents to bringing the show to fruition. And a very dear friend, Brenda Hanna of the Creative Groove. I've known her since we were in grade 2. And she's another friend who was in my life for a long time, and then she went away. Her and I had to grow. We had to be apart for a while and have our own journey. But we're back together now, and she's designed my website, and she's a fabulous friend. My family and friends, I know they're out there too, cheering me on and supporting me as I share my vision to cause a heart awakening and universal love. Some of them ask me how I do what I do. They think I work hard, but this isn't work and it's not hard. I have a message and a passion, and I know that I can heal hearts by sharing the work that I do. So thank you all for tuning in, for letting me share what I know, and hopefully bringing to you heart healing. Over the next 13 weeks, we're going to talk about grief, which is something we don't like to talk about. We don't like to talk about pain. We choose to self-medicate, avoid, do whatever we can to push it to the side. But I'm going to share with you some tools to help you understand and appreciate and embrace your pain. I'm going to educate you about grief. I'm going to share with you the consequences and health impacts of unresolved grief. I'm going to provide some tools and resources for your grief recovery, and by doing so, support you in healing your broken heart. I'm here to help you learn how to let go and move on and start living a life filled with joy. Thank you for joining me. In this first episode, I'm going to introduce myself to you and share my background, let you know a little bit about who I am and what I've done. Then I'm going to introduce you to grief and talk about why we intellectualize and ignore grief rather than processing it. I'm going to share some of my own grief experiences and how they led me here to share what I've learned with you. And then I'm going to introduce you to the grief recovery method and give you a tool to identify your own unresolved grief. So who am I? Melody Dawn. I'm a certified grief recovery specialist, and I'm a certified life coach. The credentials are actually supported by my life experience. Those are the things that taught me how to move through grief. I've traveled through grief, and I know that there is joy on the other side. And that's the message I'm here to share with you. I work full-time. I have 2 girls, lovely daughters. They're 20 and 16 now, and they're coming into their own. And I have this part-time business. So I like to say that the full-time job feeds my children, the part-time business feeds my soul. I want to share something with you now that my brother shared with me a number of years ago, and it's called The Invitation. It's a poem by Aurora Mountain Dreamer. I shared it with a friend of mine a few years ago, and when I pulled the book off the shelf tonight, I found the inscription from the friend. For an amazing friend, student, and teacher of life and love, a friend for all seasons, with gratitude. So as I looked out the window tonight, I thought it might be fitting that I share this with you. Accepting the invitation. The invitation. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me when planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with your pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty, even when it's not pretty, every day, and if you can source your life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand on the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or wish or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. When we come back, I'll introduce you to grief as a normal and natural response to loss of any kind.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you experienced loss, either recent or long ago? Are you trying to escape from your emotional pain by self-medicating, overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, or overspending? Do you feel stuck? Do you wonder what your life would be like if you could just figure out what your purpose is? All Seasons Coaching recognizes the fundamental truth that we can't love and live without experiencing loss and grief. We are all here to learn how to embrace pain and darkness and restore joy and light as gracefully as nature accepts change. All Seasons Coaching offers a variety of tools, workshops, and coaching services designed to facilitate a myriad of grief experiences and life transitions. It takes a willingness to do something different than you've done before to learn how to let go in order to love and live fully. If you or someone you know struggle to enjoy life due to painful memories of loss and you don't know what to do about it, go to www.allseasonscoaching.ca to see how you can learn to let go and experience the joy of living.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. She'd love to hear from you. Send her an email to melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Again, that's melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Now, back to 50 Shades of Grief.
Welcome back to the first episode of 50 Shades of Grief. This is an introduction to grief. Grief is the normal and natural response to loss of any kind. It's the conflicting emotions of change in a familiar pattern or behavior. The long list of significant emotional losses include death and divorce, but there's also a much larger list. Many of these losses are unrecognized, and they cause the emotions of grief. Some of them could be the loss of health, loss of career, financial loss, moving, retirement, graduation, miscarriage. Any time we have a change in anything familiar, there's a loss associated with it, and it can bring with it the conflicting emotions we know as grief. According to the Grief Recovery Institute, there are 43 losses which can produce the wide range of emotions we call grief. I'm pretty certain that as we spend time together, we're going to find about seven more. And that's why I named the show 50 Shades of Grief. Grief is universal. There isn't a person on the earth that won't experience loss and grief at some stage in their life. We all go through life transitions. There's certain stages of life where we'll experience more losses. As we get older, we seem to find that that's the natural time when our parents would pass away. It's not always the case, but as we journey through life, we start to experience more and more losses. Grief is individual and unique, and every relationship is unique. So the feelings and the thoughts of each person that we have and the grief that we feel will be different each time. Why don't we talk about grief? Much like the invitation, we're uncomfortable sitting with pain. We don't like to be with our own pain, much less someone else's. So when someone else is experiencing a loss, we try to move, fix, and change their pain. We don't want to sit with their pain. We don't want them to be in pain. It's inherent for us to want to fix it. But by removing someone's pain, we don't give them the opportunity to fully experience what they're going through. Emotions are energy and they need to flow through us. And if we try to suppress them, they can get stuck. And that's when we have health issues, which we'll talk about later. I have a story about a young woman at work who, she was new to the office, young girl. She had just graduated from university, she was married, she had a new house, new husband, new job, and her mom passed away suddenly. She was off work for a couple of weeks, and when she came back, I heard her coworkers saying that they didn't know what to do, that they didn't know how to talk to her or if they should talk to her, so they thought maybe they would just leave her alone for a while. What this did was caused her to be isolated, which is something that we don't realize. So when I heard one of the young ladies talking about that she thought she might just avoid this woman too, or this young girl, I suggested that maybe she would just approach her and say, "I'm sorry to hear about your mom. Is there anything I can do? Would you like to talk about it?" So the girl went away and she tried that, and she came back to tell me that she was very grateful that it had actually had the girl open up to her And the girl thanked her because it felt like a safe space. She could come to work, she could share her grief, she could then move on. So rather than avoiding, suppressing, and not talking about it, I'm going to encourage you to move through the emotions of grief. So what's the problem with grief? If it's normal and natural, why is it a problem? Why do we avoid it? Most of the information that we've received that's been passed on through society about dealing with grief is not normal, natural, helpful, or healthy. Grief is the normal response to loss, but most of the information is intellectual, not emotional. We're not taught how to deal with our grief.
What makes the most successful people tick? Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you experienced loss, either recent or long ago? Are you trying to escape from your emotional pain by self-medicating, overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, or overspending? Do you feel stuck? Do you wonder what your life would be like if you could just figure out what your purpose is? All Seasons Coaching recognizes the fundamental truth that we can't love and live without experiencing loss and grief. We are all here to learn how to embrace pain and darkness and restore joy and light as gracefully as nature accepts change. All Seasons Coaching offers a variety of tools, workshops, and coaching services designed to facilitate a myriad of grief experiences and life transitions. It takes a willingness to do something different than you've done before, to learn how to let go in order to love and live fully. If you or someone you know struggle to enjoy life due to painful memories of loss and you don't know what to do about it, go to www.allseasonscoaching.ca to see how you can learn to let go and experience the joy of living.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. She'd love to hear from you. Send her an email to melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Again, that's melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Now, back to 50 Shades of Grief.
Grief is the normal and natural response to loss, and it is a universal experience. The problem is that while grief is normal and natural, most of the information we've received about it is not normal, natural, or helpful. One of the myths of grief is that time heals. While memories fade and memories and pain dulls over time, time does not heal. It actually takes action steps to heal the loss and the pain. During the future episodes, we'll explore the myths of grief and the things that we've been taught by society. Now I'm going to share a few of my own loss experiences and how I've moved through grief. I've experienced normal life events. My grandparents passed away. All but one lived until they were 90. My first grandma passed away when she was 72 and I was 16. So I was a child and it didn't really make a big difference to me. She was a nice woman, but we didn't have a tight connection. So I didn't really recognize any signs of grief or really have to do anything to move through the emotions of that grief. Then my grandfather passed away, my mom's dad, Grandpa Dane, and that one was a pretty traumatic experience, pretty hurtful. The things I remember about that was that he wouldn't see my first home and he wouldn't know my kids. And he was a man who made everyone feel loved, and it made me sad that I wouldn't get to see him. The things I turned to when he passed away were exercise and baking. I remember keeping very busy, which is something that we do, something that society has taught us about dealing with grief. I think the first big loss for me was the miscarriage. Between my two daughters, who are now 20 and 16. This was the first sign that my husband and I didn't have the tools to deal with loss, and it was an early indicator that our marriage was in trouble. After that, my cousin died suddenly. This was quite shocking within the family, and it was something that we didn't talk about, which I realized afterwards was the way that we dealt with loss in our family, or didn't deal with it. Then there was my dad. Dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's and then Alzheimer's, and the two of those together are called Lewy body dementia, which come with a life sentence of 2 to 7 years. So my dad knew that he was going to pass away. We dealt with the disease as best we could, and the biggest thing for me, the biggest loss, was the loss of communication. Dad went from speaking single words of yes, no, and outstanding to not speaking at all. So we had to find new ways to communicate and speak to my dad. When we put Dad in the nursing home, the manager of the nursing home told me that each one of us would have our own experience of my dad's journey through this disease. That's when I let it be okay that we weren't going to talk anymore and that we would have to find new ways to connect. I used to take music into the nursing home and dance with my dad and watch him come alive. Each one of us, though, in the family had a different experience because our relationship with Dad was different. The divorce brought many losses. I don't know that I mentioned I was divorced. Anyway, unspoken requests, unmet expectations led to unresolved grievances, which in turn led to loss of trust and respect. I think the biggest loss within the divorce was the unexpected loss of relationships with extended family, friends, and others. There are all kinds of losses in life that we don't recognize. And I think divorce brings a big one. There's loss of trust, loss of respect, loss of communication, loss of routine, financial loss, all rolled into divorce. And if we don't heal those losses, we take a lot of that into our next relationships, which are our emotional baggage. So what have I learned about grief? Compassion. Before any of the losses I experienced in life, I could only imagine what it would be like to lose a life, to have a miscarriage. Now, when I speak to women who have had miscarriages and they're trying to have a family, my compassion has deepened for them. I have a deeper understanding. I still don't know how they felt. I can't possibly imagine how they feel, but I have a deeper appreciation for what they might be going through. It's the same as when someone loses a parent. I could only ever imagine what it would be like to lose a mother or a father. But having been through the experience, I can connect at a different level. And again, the same with divorce. Not something I would wish on anyone, but having been through the experience, it's something that I can connect with others and support them through. Our darkest moments call us forward into our life purpose. I really believe that. Once we travel through the pain of the loss, and we grow, and we see what it is that's important to us, we have a better sense of why we're here. Pain stretches us to grow. After healing my broken heart, I've become excited and passionate about sharing what I've learned. It's these tools I bring to you. Suffering comes from resisting what is. When something happens, we don't want it to be. It's not the way we thought our life would be, and so we resist it. We try to push it away. We want to numb the pain. We don't believe it to be true, but that's where the suffering is. Unresolved grief impacts relationships. I mentioned before, it's emotional baggage. So anytime we experience loss, if we don't deal with that loss, it becomes an emotional hot button that we carry into the next relationship. If you think about your parents and the things that they say, often they don't know what they're saying to you or why you're reacting the way you're reacting, but they're causing you to look at what's going on for you. There's health implications that come along with unresolved grief as well. Energy is emotion and it gets stored in the body, and so that's where we see things like heart attack, cancer, long-term illnesses, depression, stroke. All of these things are the stored and emotions caused by grief. There's safety risks associated with unresolved grief too. I joke with my girls that when I was going through the separation and the divorce, that I was in a fog, and I use that as an excuse sometimes. That's what my daughters think. But when we are going through grief, we aren't thinking clearly. We can't make decisions. We just can't focus. And that's the fog that I felt I was in. I didn't realize it at the time. And I used to pride myself on showing up at work every day. I didn't miss a single day of work throughout the separation and the divorce. And a girl beside me was going through a divorce, and that's all we heard about. But I was keeping it quiet. I was grieving alone. I was isolating myself. And I was being strong for others. All these are myths that you'll learn about later in the show. Unresolved grief is not depression, but it looks the same. So if you look at the symptoms of unresolved grief and the symptoms of depression, someone who can't sleep, they don't eat, they don't focus, they don't want to socialize, they isolate, all of these things mirror depression. The Grief Recovery Institute says that only 10% of the people that present themselves for therapy are actually depressed. The other 90% are misdiagnosed and unresolved grief. In my opinion, a midlife crisis is not really. It's a point in time when pain and unresolved grief forces us to look at our life. We can't hold the emotions of unresolved grief in our lost pot or our heart any longer. And so we start to look at our life and what is it that we are doing and why are we feeling the way we're feeling. The good news is you don't have to wait until you're 40 or a minute longer. Learning about grief and taking action steps toward recovery can happen at any age. My youngest client is 21 and my oldest client is 65. I also run programs for parents and teachers to support children move through loss. I'm working with a woman right now who's a teacher, and she's taken all of what she's learned from the grief recovery and started to apply it in her classroom. So she's working with these kids, and she's having a tremendous impact on them because she's giving them new vocabulary, new skills to deal with their own grief. Something I've learned through my experience is hindsight is 20/20. And I mentioned depression is unresolved grief. So what I can see when I look back over my relationship with my husband is that as a couple, we didn't have the tools to deal with his depression or our collective relationship grief, or our own grief experiences. Each time we were faced with a loss, we both had our own way of dealing with it, or not dealing with it, and it wasn't effective or healthy. So what happened over time was a loss of communication, a loss of respect, a loss of trust. We weren't able to communicate, we weren't able to process our grief, and we became stuck. Then we had all of the emotional hot buttons and the things that would trigger us, and the relationship fell apart. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to the grief recovery method and what we mean by grief recovery, and provide you with some tools and resources to identify and complete your own resolved grief. We'll talk about why identifying and recovering grief is vital to your health and well-being.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you experienced loss, either recent or long ago? Are you trying to escape from your emotional pain by self-medicating, overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, or overspending? Do you feel stuck? Do you wonder what your life would be like if you could just figure out what your purpose is? All Seasons Coaching recognizes the fundamental truth that we can't love and live without experiencing loss and grief. We are all here to learn how to embrace pain and darkness and restore joy and light as gracefully as nature accepts change. All Seasons Coaching offers a variety of tools, workshops, and coaching services designed to facilitate a myriad of grief experiences and life transitions. It takes a willingness to do something different than you've done before to learn how to let go in order to love and live fully. If you or someone you know struggle to enjoy life due to painful memories of loss and you don't know what to do about it, go to www.allseasonscoaching.ca to see how you can learn to let go and experience the joy of living.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches, ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. She'd love to hear from you. Send her an email to melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Again, that's melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Now, back to 50 Shades of Grief.
Welcome back to the first episode of 50 Shades of Grief, an introduction to grief recovery. In this segment, I'm going to introduce the grief recovery method, what we mean by recovery, and provide you with some tools and resources to identify and complete your own unresolved grief. We'll talk about why identifying and recovering from grief is vital to your health and well-being, and I'll talk about why identifying or how you can identify your grief. So what is unresolved grief and why is it dangerous? As I mentioned before, grief is emotion, and emotion is energy. And when we store energy in our body and we don't let it flow through us, we trap it inside and our body becomes heavy and weighted and ill. Incomplete emotional communications cause the breakdown of relationships. They become the emotional triggers that set us off. So when we're having a conversation with someone we love, and we have emotional baggage and triggers, and they say something that triggers us, we end up having this emotional explosion and we wonder where that comes from. Those are unresolved emotions and grief. What is incompleteness? I want you to close your eyes for a second. I'm going to do an exercise with you here. I want you to think of a relationship, either recent or long ago, where you may have said or not said, done or not done, something other than you wish you had. Or where that individual said or did or didn't do something you wish they had done. Said another way, is there anything about that relationship that you wish was better, different, or more? It probably won't take you long to come up with. We all have unresolved relationship grief. So what do you do about it? That's where the grief recovery method comes in. First of all, I want to talk to you about recovery. What is recovery? What do we mean by recovery? Recovery means feeling better. Recovery means claiming your circumstances instead of your circumstances claiming you and your happiness. Recovery is finding new meaning for living without the fear of being hurt again. Recovery is being able to enjoy fond memories without having them precipitate painful feelings of regret or remorse. Recovery is acknowledging that it's perfectly all right to feel sad from time to time and to talk about those sad feelings no matter how those around you react. Recovery is being able to forgive others when they say or do things that you know are based on their lack of knowledge about grief. Recovery is one day realizing that your ability to talk about the loss you've experienced is indeed normal and healthy. More importantly, recovery means acquiring the skills that should have been taught to you in childhood, the things that we should have been taught in school. Recovery from loss is accomplished by discovering and completing all of the undelivered communications that accrue in relationships. Recovery is learning to let go and move on. There are available resources for grief recovery. The Grief Recovery Institute, the Grief Recovery Handbook, and the Grief Recovery Support Group are the things that I found that enabled me to move through my grief. It's these tools that I'm passionate about sharing with you. The Grief Recovery Institute has trained me to deliver a workshop to help you move through your grief. The Grief Recovery Workshop is a 7-week workshop where we identify the myths and the beliefs that you've been taught through your childhood and early years. We have you look at your loss experiences, and then we give you the tools to complete those experiences, giving you a free heart, giving you an opportunity to live and love fully. The way I came on to the Grief Recovery Handbook and the Grief Recovery Method was actually a bit of a coincidence, which I believe there are no coincidences in life, but anyway, I was drawn to this workshop. So I had completed my life coaching certification, and a friend of mine invited me to attend a weekend in LA. It was a different grief workshop, and I was naive enough to think that I would go to this workshop and not process my own grief. I thought I was actually going to learn a tool or two to use in my coaching practice. But during that weekend, I was called forward into looking at my own grief, especially the grief around my father, and processed some pretty heavy emotions that I didn't know I was carrying. After that workshop, one of the required readings was the Grief Recovery Handbook. So I read that book, and as soon as I had finished it, I knew that I wanted to be certified as a grief recovery specialist so that I could share these tools with you. Using the tools I learned during the grief recovery certification has been a big part of getting me to where I am today. I know for sure that it's made a significant difference in the way I parent and the conversations and connections I have with my daughters. They now are learning how to process their grief in the moment rather than having to wait until they're 40 or they have that midlife crisis where they start searching and looking for answers of why they feel the way they feel. So what do you do when people tell you to let go and move on if you don't have the skills to do that? It is almost impossible to move on without first taking a series of action steps that lead to completion. Before taking the action steps to complete what is incomplete, you first have to become aware of and even dismiss some of the ideas or myths that you have tried to use with loss but are not working. The Grief Recovery Outreach Program provides the correct action choices that help people move beyond the pain caused by loss. It's a program which creates a safe environment where you can look at old beliefs about dealing with loss and the losses that have affected your life, and to take new actions which lead to completion of pain attached to other losses. So in order to do something different than you've done before, you have to learn new things. Do you agree? So during the show, we've talked about grief and unresolved grief, what incomplete emotional communication is, what grief recovery is, and why we need it, and what to say or not to say to someone who is grieving. We've started to talk about grief, and by listening, you're making a difference in your own recovery and the recovery of others, and helping me realize my vision of universal healing and love. I want to tell you about the Grief Recovery Method workshop that I'll be hosting starting in May at Self Connection Bookstore. It's a 7-week program. Each week we'll get together and we'll discuss a part of the book, and then you'll come back and share what you learn. Some of the feedback that I've had from the workshop is that when people process their emotions, they actually feel physically lighter. So I have an individual who is a young university student, hockey player, came to me at Christmas and we did the grief recovery. And when he was leaving, after he had finished the program, he told me that he felt lighter. And my response to him was, of course, you just dumped your emotional baggage. But what happened with him, and I'm going to be interviewing him in a later show, he went back to school and his coach and his dad noticed that he was skating faster. And it was because he felt lighter on the ice. That's just one of the success stories that I've had with the grief recovery. And people who go through the program are finding their own creative expression as a result of dumping their emotional baggage. Next week, I'm going to have a guest on the show. His name is Maxwell Adey. He's a young man whose father had cancer, and the family thought that he was getting better, and all of a sudden his dad passed away. So he didn't have an opportunity to say goodbye, which is some of the unresolved, incomplete emotional communication that we're left with when someone dies suddenly. But Maxwell is writing a movie, a feature film called Thunder. It's about a death doula and his own experience with his father's illness and eventual passing. So Maxwell is using his own experience to process his grief. I'd like to invite you to send an email to Melody at All Seasons Coaching anytime that you have a question or would like to share your own experience with grief. Over the next few weeks, I'll be reviewing those emails and using them to support the show and support the healing, to help people learn to deal with their losses and move through their grief. I want to thank you for tuning in. And by listening, you've taken the first step in your grief recovery. Hopefully you've got some tools and some ideas, some thoughts to think about, some things to process over the next week, things that will open your mind and your heart to what grief recovery is and how you can move through and heal your heart. I look forward to having you back next week. In the meantime, you can visit my website at send me an email at melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Visit my website, www.allseasonscoaching.ca. From my heart to yours, thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us this week. 50 Shades of Grief
with your host, Melody Dawn, can be heard live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Please tune in next week to learn more.